Where were we?
Dude, I don't know, man. I'm lost.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Nice way to start with something from Medicine at Midnight. What an amazing album. Foo Fighters there waiting on a war. There's, you know, they need a special reissue when they sometime do it down the line a few years from now.
Right.
Throw in that Bee Gees cover they did.
Oh, that
for
would
the BBC,
be great. Yeah.
Right? Needs to be on the special.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
Coming up today on Kevin and Sluggo, we're going to talk about Mr. Florida.
Mr. Florida.
Mm-hmm. It's not just Florida, man. It's a guy whose last name is Florida.
Oh, dude is
and
screwed.
And he lives in Florida.
Oh, man.
And he's doing Florida man things.
Triple threat.
Yes.
Wow. Trifecta.
I don't know if you saw over the weekend, but Jesus appeared in an IKEA bathroom door.
That'll happen. What, did they have to assemble it first? How did this?
See?
Come on.
I don't know for sure. But that's an odd thing that people keep doing.
It is. And then everybody, so there are people getting around with flowers and candles.
I didn't see that yet.
Yeah.
Because it's not, I mean, it's not Jesus.
Thank you. Probably not. Most likely.
But I mean, even the look of it, there was two different people that they talked to there. One was like, oh yeah, that's Jesus. And another guy goes, looks like a dog's butt to me.
I'm going to go with the dog's butt option, most likely.
Did you see the 7-year-old that saved his family?
No.
Swam a mile?
What?
7-year-old.
Man.
Yeah, insane. His dad and his 4-year-old sister.
I used to be really good at sitting eating cereal.
That's close. That's close to
save
the same
family,
thing.
Though, yeah.
The COVID vaccine magnet challenge is a thing.
Oh, I love this. This is one of the weirdest things ever. And man, is this going to send the conservative or conspiracy?
Yes, conspiracy
way over the way over the edge.
Yeah, apparently if you just get the shot, right? It's soon after the shot.
Yes.
And there's enough metal in the shot that a magnet will stick to your arm. Right there.
That rocks.
So party.
Get rid of your fridge and put your recently vaccinated loved one where you want to put your notes.
And there was a QAnon conference over the weekend in, I believe, Dallas.
Yes.
So it was a big 3-day event.
Big change coming, apparently,
big
in August.
Big change coming, yeah.
Yeah, who knew?
Apparently, Donald Trump's just going to be inserted as president
again. Just reinstated. That's
which
what he's saying.
Yeah. Seems sure. Easier said than done, but
whatever.
Who are we to say?
They've been right every time, so I'll be amazed if they're wrong this time.
Plus, our 1 second of nonstop
rock. Yeah, we had to wait for a this long. $4,500
$4,500 before 4 o'clock.
What on earth?
Right?
That's a lot.
That's coming up on Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS.
That's a twofer. Here's two for there, Smith, for you.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You said it, my friend. Good to see you again.
You went to a record store.
I did.
Over the holiday.
I did. I waltzed into Amoeba Thursday afternoon, the new location at Hollywood and Vine when nobody was there and didn't have to stand in line. And
did it feel like, you know, like you're a kid?
Yeah.
At Christmas
again?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it felt like one of those times I'd have that $10 clutched in my hand and go buy 8 45s with it. That's exactly. And I bought a bunch of 45s, as always.
But, of course.
Yeah.
And?
Great location. Everybody was really happy. Parking used to be such a bitch sometimes, but this one is so much easier. It's so much nicer. It's right there.
How are the 3D Blu-rays?
Oh, my God. They're free. Nobody cares about DVDs or Blu-rays right now. You know, it's always the best to buy. Like, I stocked up on vinyl albums like 15 years ago when nobody cared.
Right.
They were like a dollar and you get amazing, you know, copies in perfect condition for a buck. And now it's the same with movies on DVD and Blu-ray. So.
3D Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Well, it has to be you alone.
Yeah, no one else cares. Yeah, I was back there by myself.
Yeah, just take them. We don't care. Nobody else is interested.
Yeah, so I got a bunch of dorky Star Trek movies and some pornography in 3D. Yeah. No, what?
Did you say in 3D?
No. That's not what you want. Definitely don't want that.
No, let's stick with 2D on that one.
2D.
Let's talk about Florida, as we do many times. It's an amazing place.
It really
it has
is.
Amazing stories.
It
this
really
one's
does.
About Lawrence Franklin King, Florida.
That's his name? His last name is Florida?
That is his name.
Dude.
Let's hear what he did.
Okay.
We hear a lot of Florida man stories, but tonight, Zephyr Hills police, they take the cake. They have actually arrested Mr. Florida.
Yeah.
And they say he's responsible for a string of business robberies. That is actually his name, by the way. Investigators say this is a surveillance video, or surveillance photo, rather, of Lawrence, Florida. They say early this morning, he stole beer and several White Claw drinks from a restaurant.
All right, hold up. Hold up. I'm sorry. Beer.
And several.
Yeah, sure. I get that.
Right.
But if you're going to go to jail,
right,
you don't want to say, You know what I did? White Claw. I stole White Claw.
Oh, by the way, my last name is Florida, incidentally.
So that's a terrible, terrible choice.
Clippers from two barber shops, cash from a bakery, and then ripped the Ring doorbell off of his neighbor's house. After his arrest, police say he showed them exactly where he stashed those stolen goods.
I mean, that's nice of him.
Right over here, man.
That's nice of him. So he ripped off the
Doorbell, yeah.
On his neighbor's door.
So there must be video of that.
There is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How's he look?
He looks perfectly clear.
Yeah.
So the police go to his house, and he goes, yeah, it's my next door neighbor. Right there. Just look for the White Claw. He's got it in the back. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I was doing a little bit of that over the weekend. Not as much as like 20 years ago, barking at the moon, you know, our time off. Did you have any
fun? I did not bark.
Fun. No. Oh, really?
I didn't bark.
Did you show it your butt, asking. The moon?
Yes, of
you
course.
You mooned the moon. Okay,
that's
well,
a,
good.
That's a weekly thing. I don't know why this keeps happening, but it does. Miracle image of Jesus Christ appears on IKEA men's toilet door in Glasgow.
You know, you'd think there'd probably be more accessible locations, maybe more beautiful locations to choose, but for some reason, that does seem to be the case often.
Twitter users were convinced that the image of Jesus Christ is in the men's door at an IKEA store, but one person believes it's more like a dog's rear end. Look, if you can't decide,
right?
It seems like maybe it's not.
Maybe.
Well, some others think that it looks more like Gandalf. From Lord of the Rings, played by Ian McKellen.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe the animated version, or oh, I see. So, Ian, actually, that's nice.
And another story that's related. Mom sees face of Jesus in Brussels sprouts while peeling vegetables for Christmas dinner.
She didn't eat it, did she?
Listen.
No!
Don't you wish just once that we could find out for sure if this is Jesus in the door of an IKEA bathroom?
Well, I'm just not sure why. What would be the point exactly showing up at a door?
For... Well, let's ask him. We have the Heineken 00 hotline to heaven. And I believe we have Jesus on the phone.
This is going to be long distance.
Hello?
Hello, my child.
How are you today? Always good.
I'm perfect.
That's my bad. That's a dumb question.
It really is. But I forgive you.
Oh, thank you.
Because that's what I do. That's kind of my thing.
Wait, are you calling from IKEA right now, from the bathroom door?
No, I'm calling from my office in heaven.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, that brings us to the next question. Yeah. That wasn't you, the image on the door in the bathroom?
Oh, that's me. Yes.
It is.
Oh.
That is my image in the door at IKEA.
I will be damned.
I don't really choose where I get to show up.
I thought you would have the ultimate choice.
No, there's an independent commission up here that God has put together of a group of angels, and they get to call the shots.
Why do they choose such odd places, then? Why that bathroom?
They have a weird sense of humor, basically.
They're torturing
you. Kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Yes, they think it's funny to make me show up in a grilled cheese sandwich or a potato chip or a dirty ashtray or a seashell or a birthmark on somebody's butt. They think it's hilarious.
Is Judas in on this commission by chance?
No, luckily it's just some of the angels, Alan, Pete, Ronnie, right. Chuck,
sure.
A bunch of the guys.
Oh, I heard Chuck is an a-hole.
Yeah. No, Chuck's cool,
oh,
man.
He's
Say
cool.
Hi
okay.
to Chuck for me.
All
man.
Right.
Yeah.
We've almost sent Chuck down a couple times.
Is that right?
Yeah,
he's on
go.
The edge.
It's fun to, you know.
My dad likes him, so he keeps him on.
Okay. So all of these images are you.
Yeah, unfortunately they're me, because the guys like to screw around, basically, and I don't get to call the shots. So.
What's your favorite location you've shown up in so far of all of them?
I don't like any of them, really.
Oh, really? Wow.
I've been petitioning for a while to show up in a lingerie drawer, but they just won't happen. This may come as a surprise, but I didn't get a lot of action when I was living down there. And stuff that I got to tell you guys, women weren't wearing lingerie back then, and...
Or bathing much.
A lot of grooming going on either. Yeah. It's like parting the Red Sea, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, we do, unfortunately. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We should give away some money.
Yeah, and thank you for waiting for so long. This has been sitting here at $4,500 for a week.
Correct.
Not even collecting any interest.
It's our 1 second of nonstop rock.
Lock.
And we're going to play it for you again. It's up to $4,500.
Because people keep missing it. Keep a pimp.
What he said.
Yeah, that. And every time they do, it goes up another $500.
So you have to be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Tell us the song title and the artist, and you'll win $4,500.
Please listen closely. What is that? You know, even after 7 days of thinking about it, I still don't know
what
the hell
absurd.
It is. Yeah. 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
It's Kevin and Sluggos. 1 second of nonstop rock.
For $4,500, KLOS, who's this?
Mark.
Mark, you're caller 13.
Oh, great.
That's a pretty good start. Now, we're going to play the clip for you one more time. Don't tell us now, but do you think you know it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, well, suck up all the air in the room and listen very closely. Give us the title and the artist, and that $4,500 is yours. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here it is. What do you think it is?
Is it Beautiful Girls Van Halen?
It is not.
It is not.
It is not.
Sorry about that. Thank you for calling, though.
Thanks for playing our precious little game.
$5,000.
Wow!
Between four and five.
What?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I can't believe it's already the 1st of June. Did you pay your rent?
That is hard to imagine.
Sucks. It's unbelievable. The year is flying past.
My partner, former partner, Bean.
Mm-hmm.
Always tweets rabbit rabbit.
Oh yeah, him and Richard Blade.
And it's, why?
I don't know. It's supposed to bring you luck. It's the first does thing it? You say when you wake up.
Does it?
Well, I've been doing
and
it for
if
years.
So how?
No, yeah, no. I
want
I
to know how that works.
Yeah. Why do white rabbits care if you mention them first thing, first day of the month?
Very touchy,
I guess.
This story is about this past weekend, and it's an unbelievable story of a 7-year-old little scrawny kid.
Mm-hmm.
Who saved his dad's life and his smaller sister's
Wow, well
life.
Done, dude. Wow.
Listen to this report.
So the father tells me he was fishing and his kids were just swimming right by the boat. But that's when they ran into a scary situation.
How'd you get so good at being in the water and dealing with those kind of situations?
I have no idea.
Yeah, let me get right to the point.
What kind of a question is that either?
Yeah,
how did
right?
you get so good at
yeah being yeah
when you hear the story you'll be amazed, but I don't know that you can ask him how he was able to do it.
Right, especially when you're 7.
Yes, exactly.
Chase Pouse is only 7 and he saved himself and his family on Friday night. Chase, his 4-year-old sister Abigail, and his dad went out on a boat to fish from Mandarin Point. Chase and Abigail swam by the boat while it was anchored.
The current was so strong that my sister, she usually hangs out at the back of the boat, and she let go. So I let go of the boat, and I grabbed her, and then I was stuck.
I mean, Smurf sounds like a pretty smart kid.
Yes.
Actually. He really is able to think of what happened and put it in order.
I saw that happen, and yeah. So I went and got her.
Usually she knows better,
yeah.
For whatever reason. Huh.
Stephen Pouse, the father, says he jumped out of the boat to save his kids. Pouse says he told Chase to swim to shore.
I told them both I loved them because I wasn't sure what was going to happen. And I tried to stick with her as long as I could, and both of them, really. I wore myself out. And she drifted away from me.
But Chase kept swimming to shore.
All right, so that's an unbelievable story.
Right.
Because you do think when the dad says, I tried everything I could, you do think he's going to get a hold of his daughter.
Right.
No.
Right.
Like he was unable to do anything.
Right.
Because of the current.
Right.
So he tells his son, swim a mile that way and get his help.
Wow.
A mile.
Right.
What? Of course he said, I love you. I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Because that's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
So while the kids start swimming, they just float down the river.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Were you getting tired swimming?
Oh, yes. That's why I did. That's why I floated on my back.
Chase says he didn't have a life jacket on, but Abigail did. And that's what kept her afloat when she drifted away from her dad. The 7-year-old made it to shore after an hour and knocked on a neighbor's door for help.
Wow, an hour.
An hour swimming.
An hour.
Imagine that.
No, that's impossible.
That's impossible.
And yeah, your brain is on fire because everything's crazy and every second seems like a
yes.
year.
You have to feel like, oh, it's been 25 minutes.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm going to be able to help anybody
yeah.
anyway.
Yeah.
45 minutes
yeah.
and then an hour.
Wow.
Crazy.
And that help finally came when Florida Fish and Wildlife rescued the father and 4-year-old in a boat. The Jacksonville Fire and Rescue Department and the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office also helped in this rescue.
We're here. By the grace of God, we're here.
That is awesome.
How about that 7-year-old?
Yeah. We suck. We're useless. Just
what would happen if you and I were in that situation?
Oh, my God. I would drown immediately.
Sluggos. I'll swim a mile and okay. go get help.
Sluggo? Hey! Loser.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
GNR X2 on a 2 for Tuesday. Pretending to be Nazareth there.
Here's a headline. Facts matter. COVID vaccine does not inject magnetic microchip. Have you seen the magnetic challenge? The vaccine magnetic challenge?
I just heard about this today, and I immediately, of course, went to my fridge and pulled off a magnet and saw if it stuck to my arm or not. I got a really thin one, a super thin one.
So a light one?
Yeah, because apparently after you've had the shot...
Is it not? I thought it had to be, like, relatively close to what you got.
I guess that's what I found out, yeah, because it wasn't...
Did it fall to the floor?
It fell to the floor, and I was greatly disappointed. I wanted to be magnetic. Magneto. I mean, I was going to get a hat and everything.
Little scientist Lego was very disappointed
yeah,
that day.
Yeah, running in and trying. I was very disappointed.
Let's talk to Marcy.
Yeah, because you just... Marcy, hi, Marcy. You two haven't ever met properly before, have you, Kevin?
Hey, Marcy.
Well, I mean, I run into Kevin all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, literally. Yeah,
like I'm getting off the elevator and she doesn't wait. She just barrels right through. Yeah, yeah.
Marcy, you are ready to get out of here almost as fast as I am generally, right?
That's right. I'm looking back.
So, now, have you tried this?
Okay. Yes. No, I saw this. My daughter told me this. This was shortly after I got my second COVID vaccine about this trend on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's sticking these magnets on their arm after getting vaccinated. I was like, yeah, right. You know, no. She went, she got a small magnet, like you said, Doug, really small, really thin, and she brought it up and she stuck it to my arm.
What?
It stuck to my arm. Tried it on the other side, didn't work.
Oh, wow. Did you try it twice?
Oh, yeah, many times.
What?
And it wasn't a strong pull, but I was like, this is absolutely not. I'm not a conspiracy theorist with all this vaccine nonsense, but... I mean, I have to say it was really weird.
I love that.
I mean, they do say that they're putting a tiny amount of metal or whatever in the
shot.
Whatever
it needs to be. Who cares? I mean, but that's just... So did you get video of it sticking to your arm?
I have a picture.
Yes.
I'll show you guys this picture. I mean, I don't know. Is it in the lipids? Whatever's in the vaccine, is that magnetic? I don't know what that is. We tried a bigger magnet, and it didn't work.
Oh, okay, yeah, so little. So it's just a wee bit. It doesn't have much power, but...
That'd be so cool.
But it stuck. It stuck.
That's
I mean,
awesome.
I don't know. Aliens, are they trying to contact us?
So you only tried it that one day? Because I would try it every day after that.
Yeah.
No, I haven't tried it. I haven't tried it since. I should try it. And if it works, I will take another picture.
Yeah. Right. When did you have your last vaccine?
It was a couple days ago.
Yeah. Is there anyone that can bring you a magnet right now? I would love to see if you... You think you could find a magnet real quick?
I need to find that small one. Hang on.
Like maybe a flower on the fridge or something.
Delicate flower.
Yeah, a nice delicate flower magnet. I love this.
The small one that I had, it was a little bunny. And
I knew it'd be cute.
Of course it was a bunny.
I mean, we're not going to try it unless it's cute.
That's right. What's the bloody point if it's not cute?
That's what I'm saying.
So you're going to try it again?
I'm trying it again.
All right.
Okay, nope.
Oh, boo! Stupid magnetism.
Isn't that... What does that mean?
I think so. Yeah, just... So you did it right after you got your second shot. Is that right?
Yes.
Moderna?
Yes, Moderna.
Okay. What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I don't know. I don't know what that means, but except for that maybe it's gotten into your system and it's not only located there in your arm.
Yeah, it must be.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Or the aliens that built Stonehenge... are trying to contact us.
Oh, that's another good thought.
See what they want.
I'll have to look into that one.
Is Woofy? Is Wolfgang? Mr. Van Halen, 95.5 KLOS. It's the KLOS Free Ride brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. That is Don't Back Down. That is good stuff.
That is good stuff.
Nice, loud stuff.
Were you in Dallas this weekend?
Of course I was. I'm
for the QAnon conference?
Of course. I run those, you
it's
know.
It's a three-day conference. I saw people were posting their pictures of their ticket.
Oh,
that
really?
That was $500.
Whoa. Well, I get in because I have a big hat with horns, so I just get in for free.
That's right.
Yeah,
they worship you.
Mm-hmm.
So there were a lot of speakers and a lot of different things that were going on over the weekend. But apparently, Donald Trump is reportedly telling people that he will be reinstated as president by August.
Well, everything he said so far has come true. Oh, wait. Hold on.
No, a lot of it hasn't.
That doesn't seem...
And a lot of the people at this weekend's QAnon conference were saying... the same type of stuff.
Right.
Well, if it can happen in Myanmar, is that how you say
Miramar,
it?
Myanmar, yeah.
And that's where the military just took over.
Yep.
And right. stated the old government, but right. that's not how our government works.
Generally, no. I found that generally whoever got the most votes sticks around.
It does seem like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What if I were to tell you that the MyPillow guy is involved? What about then?
That fella. He's quite the fella.
He, along with Steve Bannon last week, said Donald Trump will be back in office by August.
I look forward
Everybody's
to
sort of
when this moves
saying
on.
The same thing. Yeah. I do too.
Yeah, yeah.
I was enjoying my life not thinking about that guy.
You know, I remember sore losers were just never really held with much respect. So I tend to think, you know, it doesn't matter. That's crazy. Oh, my God. That's just insane.
When it happens, you're going to have to take those words back, and you're going to have to apologize.
I will put my hat on, and I will take those back.
We have our 1 second of nonstop raw.
Wow. Rock.
Worth $5,000.
$5,000 for 1 second of audio. It's insane.
Coming up, we have $5,000.
Dude, $5,000.
$5,000.
For this ridiculous little piece of audio.
It's our 1 second of nonstop rock. And it's worth $5,000 because it keeps rolling over when people miss.
And it's a hard one.
And it's a hard, very difficult, very hard.
Yes.
So I don't even...
We never have a chance on these. Correct. You and I were completely... Correct. This is a way
I would
over.
Never win this game. No. Ever, ever.
Nope.
But especially with this clip.
Yep.
Which is, true. I think, not possible.
Someone's going to do it. My guess is there's people out there right now going, damn it, I've known it.
Who already know, since but haven't week. Been caller 13?
Yes, and you just got to have that part of it.
All right, so be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. Tell us the song title and the artist, and we'll be able to give you $5,000.
I want to do it. Listen closely. Here it is. I like the...
What is that?
Yeah. If you think you know, 818-955-KLOS, B caller 13, voila! You can tell us.
Who was the first band that started this just talking?
I don't know.
So weird.
I'm trying to think of a 40s band to say, but I can't think
it's
of
Kevin and Slogos. 1 second of nonstop rock.
For $5,000, KLOS, who's this?
It's Rick.
Rich, you're caller 13.
Well, cool. Surprising. nice.
Don't guess now, but do you think you know?
I have an idea, but I don't think it did.
All right.
I'll give it a shot.
We'll
I don't have to lose.
We'll play it for you again.
And have you heard any of the other ones and knew what they were, or do you find this one harder? Or
Every time that I think I know what it is, I'm wrong.
Huh.
So there's no reason to think I'm right on this one.
Well, we got our fingers crossed for you.
Well, cool.
Yeah, we want to give you $5,000. So tell us the name of the song and the artiste, and it is all yours. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here it is. What do you think that is?
For some reason, I think it's Billy's. Anybody want to?
Well, you broke up. That was weird.
Your phone cut out. Say again.
Billy Squire, Everybody Wants You.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
I can hear that, though.
It was close. Oh, yeah. Well.
Good guess.
It was close. Good guess. Thank you.
Thanks.
So tomorrow,
wow,
between 3 and 4,
what?
$5,500. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What did you just say? It's going to be $5,500 tomorrow?
Yes.
Is that right?
That's
what?
That's correct. $5,500.
Damn.
Yes. Between 3 and 4 tomorrow.
That's crazy.
How about that?
Yes, please. Win that, please.
El Paso zoo woman who jumped into monkey pen fired from law firm job.
Okay.
There's a woman who went to the zoo in El Paso and went to the spider monkey enclosure.
Well, that's where they like to fling the poo. Those are the poo flingers.
I believe
flingers.
That is true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she jumped into it.
Why?
I'm not positive. Her name is Lucy Ray. It doesn't say why.
Right.
It does say that her employment at the law firm in El Paso that she worked at.
Abdui Cheatham and Howe.
I don't believe that's the
no?
official
oh, okay.
title of
oh,
it.
Oh, Hunga Dunga, Hunga Dunga.
Firm
okay, love it.
In El Paso fired her.
Oh.
They saw her do something completely unrelated and said, you know what? Don't need you at our firm.
Jumping into spider monkey enclosures at the zoo?
Did
Get
I
out.
Forget that she fed them hot Cheetos?
Oh, hot Cheetos. You know, I did hear about that. It's the hot Cheeto part that I did hear about now that I think
Cheeto
about it.
Part.
That's the important part.
It's the only part I care about.
Yeah, spider monkeys don't want hot Cheetos. What's she thinking?
Apparently, they were taking them from her.
Give me that.
And they didn't attack her, which they very easily could have.
Now they're like, oh, this lady's nice. Don't fling any poo at her.
Ray's actions were described as, quote, stupid and lucky by the zoo's director.
That's my life right there. Stupid and lucky.
The monkeys could have done substantial damage.
No kidding.
Isn't that crazy? She jumped into the monkey pen a few weekends ago, and fed hot Cheetos to two monkeys, one named Libby and one named Sunday.
Sunday. That's ridiculous.
I don't know why that happened. She went in, she fed them, she got out.
Whoever named the monkey Sunday should be fired. That's who should be fired.
You're fine with Libby, but you don't like
Libby's
Sunday?
No, Libby's fine. Yeah, for a spider monkey, that's a wonderful name.
So she works for the Levitt Law Firm in El Paso, and they were watching the TV report, and they said, hey, she works for us. Let's get rid of her.
Get her out of here. So we shouldn't be doing that.
I think that's the point.
Yeah, do you think we could get away with it in this job?
Probably.
Yeah. Probably could.
We might get a bonus. I don't know. All right. So let's take calls from people who did something unrelated to work, but it got them fired.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Does that make sense?
Totally.
Okay.
And preferably not social media, because that's everybody.
Social media is a little overplayed.
Yeah. We've all been there. Ish.
All we need to say about that is it is public. So, right. Hey, stop it.
Right. Right.
But you did something stupid unrelated to your job and you were fired. Because, like, for example, a teacher that does an OnlyFans page, whatever it happened to be, they don't always love that thing.
Yeah,
so you got fired. 818-955-KLOS, 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about a woman that jumped in the monkey cage at the zoo, and she worked at a law firm, and they said, no, you no longer work here.
That has nothing to do with my job.
You're stupid for feeding monkeys hot Cheetos. So we're talking about you did something dumb and you were fired. KLOS, hello.
Yes, I did.
For what? Something dumb you did, I hope.
I got in a fight on the side of the freeway.
Nice. So it was road rage?
It was the other guy was the road rage guy, and I was the one trying to stop him, and I ended up on the side of the freeway, and someone caught me, got a camera, and my boss ended up seeing it. And seeing the logo on the side of the
So
it was a work vehicle.
That was the sticking point, huh?
Mm.
Do you want to say what company it was?
It was called Wet Dirt.
Wet Dirt. Well, I mean, if you're gonna fight, you should work at Wet Dirt.
I mean, I feel like that's a good match.
I think you got ripped off, sir.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
818-955-KLOS. You got fired from your job. Didn't have anything to do with your job. Want to hear about it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We were starting talking earlier this hour about a woman who jumped in a monkey cage, and she worked at she was feeding them hot Cheetos for some reason.
Sure, like
and
you do.
She worked at a law firm,
right.
And they fired her.
Yeah.
When they saw the news, they were like, we don't want you representing us.
Where does it say in my contract I'm not allowed to feed monkeys? I'd be so upset I couldn't
What's
talk.
Happening
I
right
guess.
Now?
I don't know. I think a meltdown.
So we're taking calls from people. You did something away from work, and you were fired from work. KLOS, hello.
Yes, sir. This might be the best one.
Okay.
So I was doing community service at the dump.
Okay.
Because I got caught shoplifting. So
all right.
Degenerate to start with. Okay.
Salute.
Yeah, gotta do it right.
All right.
18 years old at the front gate directing traffic. And this guy goes, hey, kid, you want some beer? Sure, why not?
Of course you do.
So I drank a beer and I thought I was being generous. Gave my boss at the time of like one day the 5-pack at this point. He's like, where's the other beer? I had it for lunch, man. He goes, you're working community service and you're underage and you're working at the front gate. If you get in trouble or get hit or, you know, you're now intoxicated, you shut the whole thing down. Fired day one. Community service at the dump.
And you're giving this guy beer and he does this to you. Unbelievable.
Day one doing community service at the dump.
Thanks for calling. We didn't get fired for doing our community service, even though we were acting up.
We did a lot of community service.
We sure as hell did. Lots.
KLOS, hello.
I ran into a buddy of mine that I hadn't seen for 35 years, and he says, hey, remember the girl you fired because she couldn't keep her mouth shut? It was Monica Lewinsky. They saw it on the news.
Nice.
I think you did the right fire that one on that one.
KLOS, you did something dumb and were fired?
Yeah, hi, this is Mike in Corona. How you guys doing?
We are good. Thank you, Mike.
Right on. Back in the day, probably late 90s, I worked at Taco Bell, and I was selling weed on the side, and
just so happened I went over to somebody's house to sell to, and you'll never guess who it was.
Went over to somebody's house
to...
Well, then what the hell's he complaining about? He's going to fire you if you're... And besides, you help drive up the sale, I would think.
Right?
Yeah.
People go through the drive-thru, well, get high, and then come back.
Job, yeah. So. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello. You did something dumb and were fired?
I was a security guard at a winery up in Central California.
Yep.
And it was Easter, and my father was in the hospital, not doing well. It was basically his last days.
Mm-hmm.
And I called him from... the president's office of this winery, which got me fired because I wasn't supposed to be using his phone.
So you're calling your dad when he's in the hospital, terribly ill.
Maybe and his last conversation with you.
And they fire your ass?
Yep.
Boo!
Boo!
And it was Cook's Winery up in Central California.
Cook suck! Cook suck! Cook suck! Cook suck!
Right on.
Thanks for calling, man.
Cool.
818-955-KLOS. You were doing something. You got fired. Didn't have anything to do with your job. We want to hear about it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo, we're talking about you doing something dumb away from your job and getting fired. You did that, sir?
Hey, yes. I caught you. My name is Louis Forrest. I was somewhere.
Okay. And what happened?
I used to band back when I was young. I started working with them. They because I served for the school district for all the years. They fired me.
Wow, that's bananas. Thanks for calling in, man.
I didn't understand
a word
of that.
I'm confused completely. Hi, KLOS, you were fired from your job. Not understanding what people are saying at the radio station.
Well, no, actually, I wasn't fired, but I had a friend of mine who got someone else fired.
Okay,
so
for what?
She is a professional photographer. She does boudoir photos for people who request them.
Right.
And she had a friend of hers that was like, hey, can you take some shots of me? And about 6 months later, yeah, there we go. 6 months later, I get a phone call saying turn on our Fox News affiliate of Detroit, and the website, she made a website that was Sexy Teachers, and one of the parents found her, and next thing I know, my friends are all proud because, hey, my photography's on the news. I'm like, not in the way you want. Okay. But they canned her for it, so GTA has a different meaning now.
All right, thanks for calling in, man.
KLOS, hello. You were fired for doing something not related?
Sexy teachers are the best.
It was a pretty bad choice, where what I chose to do was to go with the owner's little brother to lunch. And we did a little 420. And by the time I got back, we were both pretty blazed, and... he says, well, I'm not firing my brother, but somebody needs to be fired.
Oh, that's such BS.
Yeah.
I know, but hey.
Matt, you didn't want that job anyway.
Yeah. Even though it paid really well and kept you alive, but thanks for calling.
Had great benefits.
It's impossible to get. Hi, KLOS, tell us about being fired.
Oh, no, I wasn't. I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries.
I'm trying to call to see if this is the number that I would call for Kevin and Slogos for tomorrow.
This is it.
Yeah, those guys are idiots, though. I don't know. This thing that they've come up with, this little 1 second of it seems impossible
to win.
Doesn't
even sound like a song.
Yeah. So good luck, sir. Good luck to you. Tomorrow between 3 and 4. Hi, KLOS. Did you get fired from your job for some stupid reason that had nothing to do with your job?
It wasn't more like a firing. It was more like a non-invitation back.
I've had those.
Okay. Yeah. Continue.
Back in the day when they had all those 976 numbers you could call up.
Sure.
Right.
I was invited to a church function, and there was an office that was open. So I was calling all these 976 numbers because I could never do it from my house because I was a kid.
And the church invited you to not return.
Exactly.
Imagine a church saying, hey, we don't want you. That's great.
A minister, yeah, right?
Wow.
The minister's like, wow, that's not even a number I usually use. We usually call it spank me numbers.
We usually call 1-800-YOUNG-BOYS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I can't believe it's already the 1st of June. Did you pay your rent?
That is hard to imagine.
Sucks. It's unbelievable. The year is flying past.
My former partner, Bean, always tweets rabbit, rabbit.
Oh, yeah. Him and Richard Blade.
And it's, why?
I don't know. It's supposed to bring you luck. It's the first thing you say when you wake up.
Does it?
Well, I've been doing it for years.
So how?
No, yeah. No, I
want to know how that works.
Yeah. Why do white rabbits care if you mention them first thing, first day of the month?
Very touchy.
I guess.
Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You said it, my friend. Good to see you again.
You went to a record store.
I did.
Over the holiday.
I did. I waltzed into Amoeba Thursday afternoon, the new location at Hollywood and Vine when nobody was there and didn't have to stand in line. And
did it feel like, you know, like you're a kid?
Yeah.
At Christmas
yes.
again?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, it felt like one of those times I'd have that $10 clutched in my hand and go buy 8 45s with it. That was exactly. And I bought a bunch of 45s, as always.
But, of course.
Yeah.
And?
Great location. Everybody was really happy. Parking used to be such a bitch sometimes, but this one is so much easier. It's so much nicer. It's right there.
How are the 3D Blu-rays?
Oh, my God, they're free. Nobody cares about DVDs or Blu-rays right now. You know, it's always the best to buy. Like, I stocked up on vinyl albums like 15 years ago when right. nobody cared.
Right.
And they were like a dollar and you get amazing, you know, copies in perfect condition for a buck. And now it's the same with movies on DVD and Blu-ray. So.
3D Blu-ray.
Yeah, yeah.
It has to be you alone.
Yeah, no one else cares. Yeah, I was back there by myself.
Yeah, just take it. We don't care. Nobody yeah. else is interested.
Yeah, so I got a bunch of dorky Star Trek movies and some pornography in 3D. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, what?
Did you say in 3D?
No. That's not what you want.
No.
Definitely don't want that.
No, let's stick with 2D on that one.
2D.
You see the real me.
95.5 KLOS Southern California's Rock Station, a couple from The Who on a 2 for Tuesday for you. It's been very nice being back with you, man.
I don't love your singing, I'm going to be honest.
What about my high-pitchedness? How's that?
Really nice. It's really nice.
It's just because I said something nice, you had to go, oh, I guess that's not too bad.
Hey, our 1 second of nonstop rock is tomorrow, between 3 and 4, worth $5,500.
Damn! That's crazy. Just
worth,
keep missing it, so it keeps going up.
Tuning in for, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One thing, at least. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty. You have a little podcast you'd like for people to
I
watch.
Do. Great News with Kevin and Mike.
And I shall see me tomorrow.
Yes.
Bye. Peace out. The Beatles released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band on this day in rock in 1967. It had taken 129 days to record it, and so far has sold 32 million copies worldwide. It was on this day in rock in 1987 when Sub Pop Records released Soundgarden's first single. It was hunted down, backed with Nothing to Say.